It's 9:33 from 107.5 Today FM. Our live in studio visits are brought to you by College of the Rockies in Cranbrook. And I welcome in studio an old friend, really, Michelle Romano. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dennis. Thank you so much for having me here.
Boy, fast forward 35, 40 years. Doesn't it seem that way?
Yeah, exactly right.
Isn't that interesting? We both ended up writing books.
Yeah, I didn't even know about your book. I'm so excited to read it.
Oh, yours will be better for sure. It's fine. Michelle is up today because she's going to be guesting with Talking Kootenai Books and Keith Powell. If you're listening today, Michelle will be over at the library just after 3. Title of your book and a little bit about it, Michelle.
Romano Toscano, Top Secret Italian Family Recipes. And it's a book that's made up of a lot of love, a lot of family secrets that we've kept in our family throughout the years. We just love to all cook together and share recipes and hospitality. And so that's kind of the idea. And so the book is just that. And there's something in there for everyone and really easy to follow. And
So it's not just page after page recipes. There's kind of a linking story that hooks all the recipes together. Then.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. There is. There's, every picture or every page has a beautiful photo, glossy photo. And, there's little stories in here and it's all family and it's something there for everybody. And you can follow the step-by-step directions pretty easy, too.
That's neat. I guess when you were a little girl and your mom was cooking and everything like that, and your sisters as well, siblings, people would gather in the kitchen to make meals together, right?
Oh, yeah. We did that a lot on Sundays and, made meatballs together and just spent family time together, cooking and just sharing and hospitality. And we had more people at our house. Mom and Dad fed more people than you can imagine.
Well, usually the Italians grew gardens, though. The Romanos grew a garden, didn't they?
Yes, we always had a huge garden.
Right.
Always. And one of the main things that we had in our garden would be the Romano beans, the treasured Romano beans. Were you ever down there when the Romano beans were?
I was by your house, and for people that know the geography of Creston, the Romano house was along the Goat River bottom area.
Yes, right on the river.
I don't recall the garden. Why were the beans so famous then, Michelle?
Well, the garden was also very big, but the one thing that we always had to have and never lose is Dad had these treasured seeds from Italy, the Romano bean, He grew Romano beans every year, and he gave out seeds to quite a few people who asked for them. But they are the most unique bean, or the Romano beans, that you could ever eat. So they grow up a pole, and we have a great harvest, and we eat them when they're flat green bean. And they're very succulent. You've never tasted a green bean like this. And then we let a lot of them get big in the shell. So in the fall, cut back all the leaves, and we let them dry. And they're a nice dry bean for, we shell them all and dry them, and they're a beautiful bean to make pasta fagioli, which is in here, and different recipes that we make with the beans, the dried Romano beans as well.
Right, and the Romano beans came from the Romano area of Italy or something like that?
Something like that. My dad was handed these beans, and he tells us, don't ever lose these bean seeds. So we're growing them right now as we speak. Someone in the family is always growing them.
Really good. So you're growing a big garden, too?
I missed 1 year.
Oh, I see. And you're growing a big garden yourself, Michelle?
Yes. We have my husband does most of the gardening. I do the harvesting and the canning and the freezing and the cooking end of things.
Did you find when you start writing a book and try and prep it and get everything together, you learn a lot during the process?
Dennis, it was incredible how much I learned with this book. It's literally... I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I wanted to make sure every picture was perfect. So, and I wanted to make sure every recipe was perfect. So I redid, over and over. And so every picture you see in there, I made, and every picture, my husband took the pictures. And so, it turned out I'm pretty happy with the way it turned out.
Well, when you started researching it and getting people involved, did you find they were helpful too? I found that people, the some of the authors here, they were very nurturing, and I thought that was kind of neat.
I think I had most support from my closer family, you know. My brother Dana, me and Dana talked every day on the phone and stuff, and the book is one, he's one of the ones I've dedicated the book to. Me and him were going to do a cooking show. And we always laughed and talked about it and made up names for it. And Dana was very funny, and he was also an amazing chef, and he was great with hospitality. He fed people just like we all do. Anybody that comes to our door, you know, we feed at Mom and Dad's. Dana's was the same way. Mine, you know, my house, I'm always taking food somewhere. Every day.
Dana was so spirited when he played hockey. Yeah. I thought, man, and fearless too.
But yes, he was.
I'm glad you paid tribute in there.
Yeah. Dad used to cook. He was known for his, so this is the first time we've ever given out this mom's meatball recipe and dad's sauce recipe ever publicly. We've kept it in the family, and it was kind of a fun thing, you know. It was a fun thing to do because dad was very well known in Creston and around, you know, because him and Jerry Laguerre, do you remember Jerry Laguerre?
Yeah, sure.
His sidekick?
Yep.
And he probably had a couple other guys in there. I just don't remember.
Well, Eddie Laguerre may be listening right now. He's up here.
He might have been there helping sometimes. Bobby.
No, Pinky.
Laguerre.
So Pinky. Oh, yeah. Bob's probably listening in Rosslyn.
Yeah.
Good morning, Colleen.
Yeah. Hi, Colleen. Love you. And they used to cook for the Heart Foundation, Heart and Stroke. And they would have these big spaghetti feeds, we called them, with spaghetti meatballs. And Dad and Jerry just had such a blast doing that. And I think the other Laguerre boys that used to come and help. And they would cook for hockey, like the hockey, big hockey tournaments to raise money and different stuff like that. Always, they did that for years. And so everybody wanted Dad's sauce and meatball recipe.
Where were they doing that? In your house then?
No, they would do it at the rec center or at different venues in town like that. Like could be at a hall that whoever they were cooking for would rent or you know, that's where they'd cook it out.
Great stories. Gosh.
Yeah. So they had a lot of fun doing that.
How can people get your book, Michelle?
Well, right now it's available at Pilo's Independent in Creston and Paul Superette in Creston. And also, we have just got it uploaded onto Amazon. So it's available there in Kindle, like in an e-form, e-book, and also in the Coil book. And I'm going to be moving right across the Kootenays and all the way down to the coast. And
you see your book signings. You know what's funny on Amazon? Have you ever looked to see where your book is selling? It's quite interesting. I'll show you how.
But my husband has.
Oh, I see.
He's my manager and my boss and my.
You know, they had the top 500,000 on there.
Oh, great!
And I hit 341st. I looked at that and I thought I'm number one.
Dennis, we should have a race.
Oh no, yours will be better. Mine, to be honest, is not as well edited as it should be. You know what happened on New Year's Eve 3 years ago? When I'm on my bike, I think of all these people I met and my experiences, and people said, you should write them down. I thought I will. And I just, it's just mad scramble. Yours is the perfectionist. This is the mad scramble.
Well, you know, little mistakes do happen, even so, in the process through printing, even if it's proofread, you know, through printing, the printing errors.
It's true.
It just happens in everybody's, you know, so.
And Colleen Laguerre got a copy of mine at the Rosslyn Library, so maybe she'll do the same for you if she hasn't already.
Colleen Laguerre, she was one of the ones that was very supportive and relentless in getting a book, so she did get hers right off the hop.
Okay.
She's great support.
Title and contact one more time, we'll let you go, Michelle. Okay. Wonderful to have you here, too.
Oh, it's been great to be here, Dennis. Thank you very much. Romano Toscano, Top Secret Italian Family Recipes. And I'm working on my second book, which probably will be out in the spring sometime. Not all Italian, but just everything. It'll be something for everyone too, and everyone's going to really enjoy it.
Michelle Romano, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Dennis.